Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirin Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zion Amud Bet. Finally, having arrived at the third Mishnah, which is at the bottom of the Amud, we're only going to do the beginning of the Mishnah and then go back to it in subsequent Shiurim when we touch that piece of Gemara. Dor HaMabul. We've now spoken about violations in the first Mishnah that will get you no Olam Haba, and then particular famous individuals, kings and citizens who had no Chelek Ba. Now we take a look at generations, particular generations that had no Chelek in Olam Haba, and the first one that we're going to deal with here is the Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood in the times of Noach. Dor HaMabul Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba Ein Omdin Bedin. They're never going to be brought back to life in order to stand in judgment. Shenemar le'adon ruchi va'adam le'olam. Just before the flood, God says, my spirit will not rest with or will not judge man. Lo din v'lo ruach. Meaning, no spirit, no return, and no din. Skip now to the Gemara. We'll pick it up. That's on Kuf Chet Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Dor HaMabul Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba. They have no portion of the world to come. How do we know? God wiped out everything that was there. Vayimach et kol ha'ikum means ve'olam hazeh. Vayimachu min ha'aretz, they're wiped out from the land, the olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Vimatera omer lo chayin ve'lo nidonin. They don't come back to life and they're not judged, like our Mishnah, shenemar le'adun ruchi ve'adam le'olam. Din ve'lo ruach. V'acher lo yadun ruchi, meaning shelotei nishvatan chozer le'nedana. Lo yadon, being played on the word neden, which is a pouch, the neshama, will not come back to their pouch, to the body. Menachem Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu b'sha'a sha'kodesh baruch hu ma'achzir neshamot t'kayim b'tim, even God resurrects the dead, shvatan kashalem b'gehenom, they're still suffering gehenom, shemar, taharu, chashash, teildu, kash, ruchachem, esh, achaltem. Tan Rabbanan, Dor HaMabul, lo nitga'u, ela b'shvil tova shishpi ala ma'kodesh baruch hu. The only reason they were so haughty, because God gave them so much good. Umakti, I'm going to say about them. Pateim shalom mipachad velo shevet aloha layam. They were free. They were free of any fears, and God's rule was not over them. Tiv shoro avad lo yigal tifalet parata velo tishakel. The animals all give birth nicely, without any miscarriage. Tiv shachu katzon ola avaleim v'lidayim yirakedun. The animals all dance, uchtiv, yisu, batov, achino, yisvachu, lakol, ugav, they sing and they celebrate, uchtiv, yichilu, yimeim, batov, ushtotam, benimim, they live a nice long life, uchtiv, urega, shaol, yichatu, and then they go to shaol, vihi, gama, and that's what caused them, shamru, la'el, sur, mimeno, vidat, rachecha, lo, chafatstu, ma, shadai, kinavdenu, ma, no'il, kinifkavo. Why worship God? Everything's good. Amru, klum, tzichim, anu, lo, el, tibash, akshavim, all we need from him is rainwater. We don't need the rain. We've got springs and rivers. So God says, they're angering me with all the good that I gave them. That's how I'm going to judge them. They were so confident in all the water they had, I'll drown them. It's because of the eye. It's like water. They took women, this is the Bnei Elohim, took women from all the ones that they chose. Therefore God judged them with water, that's like the eye that saw these women. The windows of heaven and the springs from underneath all opened up. They sinned with much, and therefore they were judged with much. Man's evil was great. All of the great springs were opened up. There were three things that were left from the flood. These three springs. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, they mixed animals together, and man slept with all of them. All of these, the tshuva chutz mi tushlame, whatever that is. Look how terrible violence in theft is. They violated everything. The Gzardin, final decree, was only because of the theft. That's when God says that I'm going to destroy the land. What does that mean? Hamas stood up. Lo mehem, v'lo me'amunam, v'lo me'mehem, v'lo nabahem. None of them should live. Noach, drasha na is Noach. He really should have died also. But he found a favor in God's eyes. That's a play on words. Noach and chen are the same words back. God regretted. It's a good thing that I prepared them their graves. He comforted them. They're not the same word at all, but the play. Isn't it good that I made these lines? That God was going to destroy the Jewish people in the desert. Ela told it, Noach is tadik vaya bedorotav. Rabbi Yochanan, famous, bedorotav, lo bedorotachirim. He was great in his generation, but not another generation. Shalakishim bedorotav, kol shikim bedorotachirim. Says the opposite. Think how great he would have been in another generation. Rabbi Chanina, mashal to Rabbi Yochanan, madarim. What's Rabbi Yochanan's story like? Achavit shal yayin shaitam unachav atev shal chometz. If he had a barrel of wine sitting in a cellar of vinegar. Komar, rechan odev. Where it is, it smells great. Tomu komayin rechan odev. But elsewhere, it's no big deal. So Noach was great relative to what he had. What about Rish Lakish? What's that like? Luchitcha payaton, like some perfume, shaitam unachem makom atinofet, in a dirty place. Komar rechanodef, where it is, it smells good. Koshke makom abosim, if it's in a nice place, it smells nice, certainly it'll smell good. Vayimachet kol yikubar shabani adama, what does that mean? Adam chata, v'imam achata, why were the animals killed? Tanam yishum rav yishum and korcha, mashal adam shasa chupa livno, a man made a wedding for his son. Vidkin mikom mine sudai, made all sorts of meal. And he made pano. His son died. Amad upizerat chupato. He destroyed the chupa and everything else. Makuma siti al mishvil b'ni. I did it for my son. Achshav shemeit chupa lamili. What do I need it for? He's dead. Kodesh baruch ha makum baratim b'mel v'chaya al mishvil adam. I created all the animals for people. Adam chote, man is sinning. B'mel v'chaya lamili. What do I need the animals for? Kodesh b'char v'meitu. Everything on land died. V'lo dagim shemayim, not the fish. Yosef ben Kisari. My dichtiv kal hu al pnei mayim to kalel chelkatam ba'aretz. It's light on the water. Malamed shay Noach hatzadik mochiach b'hem. Noach was rebuking them. V'yomer lahem asu tshuva. Do tshuva. V'imlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechem na'abul. You'll have a flood. U'makpet nivlatchem al hamayim kezikin. He's going to put your bodies on the water like shoots. Shenemar kal hu al pnei mayim v'lod. El shalchid mehem kalal l'cho b'ay olam. It'll be a curse for everybody else. Shenemar to kalel chelkatam ba'aretz. It's later on the pasuk. Derech kramim. They used to make a way to the vineyard. Amar lo mi me'akev. So who's stopping us? Amar lahem. Predachat yesh li lotzim mikem. Meaning that the God wanted to destroy the world. So what's in its way? I have one mule that I want to get out of there. Okay. Lo nifne derech kramim. So then we won't go that way. Darash rav amay dichtiv. Pit buz la shatot shanan nachon le'moadei regel. He was rebuking them. Dvarim sheim kashim kalapidim, saying things that are harsh like torches. Vayu mevazinoto. People used to make fun of him. Rulo zakein tevazu lama. What do you need an ark for? Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevi alechem et ha-mabul. There's going to be a flood. Amru mabul shel ma. A flood of what? Hi mabul shel esh. If it's fire. So dvar achad v'alita shma. We have an anti-flammable thing. Alita. Im shomayim who may vivitz water. Im inaretz may vivitz from the ground. Yishtanu ashiyot shel barzel. Shnu mechapin ba'metaretz. We have some metal we could put over the springs to stop them. Im inashomayim who may vivitz from heaven. So dvar v'akev shmo. Ma'akev shmo. We have something to protect from rain. Marlem who may vimi bein ikve raglichem. He's going to bring water that's going to come from between your legs. Kashich Matzera, they were hard like semen. Ranachon Moade Regal, Regal being a euphemism. Chista Barotchin Kilkulu Bavira, this is a different take. They sinned with heat, with boiling water. Batchin Idonis, they were judged with boiling water. Tiv Hachav Eshoku Amayim, Hatam Chamata Melech Shachacha, so boiling. It was 7 days later that the flood started. What are these 7 days about? To give 7 days for everyone to mourn Metushelach. When you do a eulogy for a tzaddik, that will keep punishment from coming. That God made it like all the way back to Breishit, and the seven reminds of the 7 days of creation. Shaitam. The sun rose in the west, set in the east. Everything is backwards. The Varcher, first he gave them a long time, a year. Then he gave 120 years. Then a year. Then 7 days. They should taste what the real Olam Haba is like, a real Shabbos, and then understand what it is that they messed up. So then God commands Noach. You take from all the pure animals, seven of each, male or female. You should the behemah miedle. What do you mean? Man and wife of animals were such a thing. Meaning the ones that weren't used for sins, they had a proper relationship. Very simple. I brought all the animals in front of the tevah. If they could get into the tevah, they were pure. They just couldn't get in. It was used for sin. No, the ones that came on their own, those are the pure ones. That's a gopher. What did God say to him? Make an ark of gopher wood. My gopher. Zumav liga. Formula gumi. A different name. Soar tasela teva. Make it soar. What is that? Put beautiful stones. Because it's going to be dark, so that should create the light. Have it slope up till it's one amah top. Because that's how it's going to sit in the water. This is quoted by Rashi and Chumash. Make lower levels, first, second, and third levels. Tana. The lowest one is for the dung. The middle for the animals. The top one is for the people. Now, he sent out the raven. The Orev had a shot to Noach. Your master doesn't like me, and you don't like me. I'm an impure bird, and I'm not kosher. Therefore, there's only two of me. So your master doesn't like me. You don't like me. You're not sending out a pure one where there's lots of extras. There's 14 of them. You're sending me out. If I get hurt out there, if the heat or cold gets to me, then the ravens are gone. Or maybe you want to have sex with my wife, the other raven. I'm not allowed to sleep even with my wife, or I'm allowed to sleep here on the teva. But asarli, of course, again, the one that's prohibited to me. How do we know that they were prohibited from cohabiting while on the teva? Dichtiv, v'atayel teva ata uvanecha, ishtacha unshevanecha, you, your sons, your wife, and your daughters-in-law. Itach, uchtiv, when they left, it said, teva ata v'ishtacha, you and your wife, your sons, and their wives. So, once they left, they were now able to be as couples again. Rabbi Yochanan, v'kana mershna, sutash v'shavita, that's how we know they weren't allowed to have relations on the teva. Tan Rabbanan, shloshashim shuba teva. There were three that did cohabit on the teva. Kulam laku, they all suffered. Kelev, Orev, V'cham. The dog, the raven, and Cham, Noach's son. Kelev, Nikshar. Orev, Rak. Cham, Lakaba, Oro. So the dog ends up being leashed. The Orev ends up spinning. And Cham ended up, as is well known, Drashic direction, is that his skin went dark. That's the famous midrash here. Right. That the that the rock is that the raven impregnates, perhaps, its mate through spitting. So that's the curse it had. By shalach ta'iramito, then he sent the pigeon, the dove, out. The rotakolomaim. Rabbi Yirmi Amikan shadiratan shalafot tohrim imat tzadikim. That's how you know that the pure birds were on the top level with the tzadikim. Finale zar zayitara pafiyat came back with an olive branch. Rabbi Lazar, Amra yonam finagunash baruch hashalom. Humans on a time merurim kazayit v'srim biyadchad. Rather eat bitter food like an olive, and have you feed me value matukim kedvash v'srim bidevas avadam. Rather than be fed my man. Even though it might be sweet. My mashvai tara flashon leishna mazoni, who, how do I know when it says taraf, that it refers to food? Famous pasuk of Mishnah. L'mishpachotem yatsu min ha-teva, what does that mean? They went out by their families. V'yochan l'mishpachotam v'lo heim. They went out by their families, but not them. Meaning, meaning that they would be living by families in the teva, and that's how they would come out. So now what happens? Amma is an interesting argument. I relate Eliezer the shame Rabba. Shame Rabba means Noach's son Shame, the great shame. What did he say to him? Ktiv mishpachotei asumin ateva atun heichon avitun. Where were you? Amrulay, Tsar Gadol, Ayalan Uteva. We had terrible trouble. Briya Shadarka Lachila Bayom, Echadu Bayom. We had to feed some animals a day, other animals at night, Echadu Balayla. Hai Zikita, Lohave Yada, Ava Ma Achla. He didn't know what to do with his Zikita. Yom Acharavayati, Vakapali Rimone. He was peeling a Rimone. Nafal Talatamina, a worm fell out, Achla, ate it. Adrela Chavi Gavalachis, right? He would take some Chazeret and rub it and peel it. He meat low and it would get all wormy, achla, then it would eat it. Arye shata zinte. Amrav lo batzer, mishita, vlo tfe, mitresar, zina ishata. The lion suddenly had a fever. Ishata zinte. And this is something that Shem is describing, all the difficulties they had. The Amar Rav, Lobatsu Mishita, Lotfe Mitresar Zina Shite. There's no fewer than 6, no more than 12 different kinds of fever. Or Shine, Ashikhine Abba, the Gani Visafna, the Tevute. So he was sleeping there. Amarle, the bite, Mizori, don't you want to eat? Amarle, Chaziti, Tavi Trida. I saw you were troubled. Amina Lotarik, I didn't want to bother you. Hey, Rav, the Lotamut, he said, Hiratsun, you shouldn't die, Shinamar. Now Shame said to Eliezer, what do you do when the king has come from the east and west to see Avraham? He puts him on his right. When the four kings came, what did you do? So here's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Avraham on his right side, and we would throw dirt, and it would turn into charbe, into swords. Gili v'havei d'giri. They would throw sand, and it would turn into arrows. You stay by me until I destroy your enemies. The pasuk plays into the midrash, and meir mizach tzedek. Although the Pshat and Yishayahu were talking about Koresh, the Drasha is talking about Avraham. Nachum ish gimzo, have ragil de cholhad, have solik le'amar gamzo l'tova. He had a custom. He would always say, whatever happens, it's all for the best. Yimachad ba'u yisrael l'shdure doron l'kesar. They wanted to send a gift to the Kesar, a tribute. Amri, bahadi man neshadar. Who should we send it with? Neshadar bahadi nachum ish gimzo. We'll send it with him. Demeluban nisim hu. He's got nisim, and in case troubles happen, he'll be saved. He came to a place. He wanted to sleep there on the way. What do you have with you? I'm bringing a big tax to the Caesar. What did they do? They got up at night. They opened up the head chest. They stole all the gold out of it. They filled it with dirt. Kimata lahatam, when he got to Rome, perhaps, yishtak achafra, it turned out to be afar. Amar achuchikim achaychim yudoi, the Jews are laughing at me. Havkulik miktale, they wanted to kill each gamzu. Amar gamzu latov, he said, this must be for the best. Ata Eliyahu, Eliyahu came, idme lo kachad minahu, he seemed to be one of the courtiers. Amar lahu, dilma hai afram, yafra da avram avinu, maybe that dirt is Avram dirt. Tavishadi afram hukharbi gila avugiri. They would throw it and turn it into weapons. They tested and turned out that way. There was a town that they couldn't conquer. They sent some of this dirt and it worked. What happened? They brought Nachumish Gamzu into the treasure. Amri, take whatever you want. Filled up the box with gold. When he came back, the people said, "My amtit leve malka. What are you taking from the house of the king?" When I brought to them, I'm bringing back. So they, of course, thought it was dirt. Shakli inu. So they took their own dirt. And so the Caesar killed them because they only had regular dirt. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to go back to the mission, look at Dor HaPalaga and Anshe Sedom and all the rest of the Mishnah, and then take it all the way to Daf Kufi Yoram Bet, where the next Mishnah is. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.